This podcast is completely free of charge. However, if you are enjoying it, we would ask you to leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If you'd like to buy us a coffee, the details are in the show notes.
Croeso I yma mae dreigiau. Welcome to Here Be Dragons. Gyda cyfarwydd Cymru, with the storyteller of Wales, Professor Llyser. My story heddiw am y Saesneg. Today's story is in English.
All of these stories are 100% true, for a given value of true. The Eagle of Gwernabwy. Long, long ago, when all of this island was one country, and men were hardly thought of, animals ruled the land. And these animals grew to a great age and often an enormous size. And so it was that there were several of the oldest animals in the world. For without hunters, there was no reason for them to leave this world. Now, one of the oldest and greatest of these creatures was the Eagle of Gwernabwy. Gwernabwy was a great forest, far north of here, just below where Edinburgh now stands. The great eagle and his wife were very, very immeasurably old. And as comes to old people sometimes, the eagle's wife passed on, and he was left all alone. After a sufficient time of mourning had passed, his children came to him and said, "Father, it is not fitting that a great and glorious eagle such as yourself should be without a bride. We believe it is time for you to seek out a new wife."
"Oh, very well then," said the eagle.
"Ah, but it is best if you choose one of your own age or older. For at your age, we do not wish any more children to come along and steal our inheritance and besmirch your good name."
"Very well, who shall I choose?"
The eagle sat in thought for a long time. Then he remembered stories of an owl. The owl of Cwm Cawlyd, who was said to be very, very old too. But he had to be sure that she was old enough that they would not have children and bring disgrace on the old name. And so, he set out to see one of the oldest creatures he knew, the great stag of Rhedynfryn. Rhedynfryn was around where Nottingham is these days, in the middle of England. And so the eagle flew from his home in Gwernabwy all the way down south to see his old friend. He found the stag resting on a hilltop in the middle of the forest, next to the stump of an old black oak tree.
"My friend, great stag of Rhedynfryn, please, I wish to marry the owl of Cwm Cawlyd. Can you tell me how old the owl is?"
The stag looked up and thought. He said at last. "You know, it's a funny thing. I have been here a long time. You see, this tree stump next to me, this old blackened thing, well, this was once a great oak tree, and oak trees start as an acorn and grow for 300 years. They are 300 years then in their prime, and over the following 300 years, they die back down to a stump such as this. I knew this tree when it was but an acorn. And yet, I seem to remember the Owl of Cwmcowlid hooting in the forests back then. But if you want to be sure, go and see my friend the Salmon of Llyn Llyfni. So the eagle got to his wings and took off again to fly all the way to Llyn Llyfni, which is in the northwest of Wales. He arrived by the side of the lake that the salmon called home, and called out for it.
Salmon! O great and wise salmon of Llyn Llyfni, are you there?
There was a great disturbance in the water, and an enormous salmon rose to the surface. To say it was big does not really do it justice, for this was one of the ancient animals of Britain, after all, had grown to an enormous age and a huge size. It was like seeing a whale beach itself beside the lake. Well, hello, said the salmon. And who might you be? Oh, don't tell me. I never forget a story. You are the Eagle of Gwynabwy, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, what can I do for you, lovely?
Well, oh, great and glorious salmon of Llyn Llyfni, please, I wish to marry the Owl of Cwmcowlid. Can you tell me how old the owl is?
The salmon splashed for a moment in thought and then said, Now listen, can you see my lovely bling? All these fabulous jewels down my side? I'm referring to the scales, of course, aren't they marvellous? Now, I'm not a little boy, I have come to terms with that, and I am happy where I am. But that means I've got an awful lot of these little jewels all up and down either side my head, or every inch of me, darling. And you know what? I have lived a year for each of these sparkly, sparkly jewels. And yet, I seem to remember the owl hooting in the woods, scaring the children, when I was very young too. So, yes. But if you want to be certain, you should go and see an old friend of mine, the Ouzel of Kilgoorlie. He's very old and he will know. So the eagle thanked the salmon, turned around and flew off to find the Ouzel of Kilgoorlie. The eagle had a long way to fly for, well, Kilgoorlie is the Welsh name for the Wirral up on Merseyside. And an ouzel is a very small bird. In fact, it's a blackbird, the old name for it. And so the eagle had to use his eagle eyes to find it. And there he did. He spotted it sat in a clearing on the ground. Now this creature, although old, had not grown to an enormous size. It remained the size of an ordinary blackbird. And so the eagle landed far enough away so as not to scare it, and approached it cautiously.
Hail and well met, my friend. I am the Eagle of Gwynabwy. Are you the Ouzel of Kilgoorlie?
Sure am I, said the Ouzel.
Listen, I have something special to ask you. Do you mind?
No, fire away,
said the Ouzel. So the Eagle began once more.
Oh, great and glorious Ouzel of Kilgoorlie. Please, I wish to marry the Owl of Cwmcowlid. Can you tell me how old the owl is?
The Ouzel thought for a second and said,
Do you see this rock?
What rock?
Oh, sorry, mate.
He jumped to one side. And the eagle saw that he'd been perched on a small piece of flint, a little smaller than himself, that was hidden under his feathers.
This here stone.
Yes.
What I do, you see, is every morning I fly down from the tree over there. I land on the stone, I sharpen my beak on it. And every morning when I've sharpened my beak on it, there's a little bit less stone. Now, when this rock was brought here, it was so big that it had to be dragged by a team of 4 horses and 30 men. And now I've worn it down to just this little rock here. And you know what? I'm sure I remember the owl hooting in the trees when I was little. But if you want to be sure, lad, you want to see my Bezzy. Here I is the frog.
The frog?
Yeah, the great toad of the marshland, known as Corsvochno.
Oh, I know it.
Right then. Ta-ra, la.
And so, the eagle wearily turned around and was off again. A while later, he landed not far from what is now Aberystwyth, in the great salt marsh of Corsvochno. He searched around himself until he could spot, yes, there, in a pool just under the surface of the water, was a small yellow toad. The eagle approached it gingerly.
Ooh! Hello! Greetings! I am the Eagle of Gwernabwy.
Yes, I know who you are.
I'm here about the owl.
Yes, I know you're here. Go ahead, ask your question. I'm very old and I don't have much time.
Very well then. Great Toad of Corsvochno, please, I wish to marry the Owl of Cwm Cowlyd. Can you tell me how old the owl is?
The toad thought for a long, long moment. And then he said,
Have you noticed the mountains?
Well, yes, rather hard to miss them. They're very big all round here.
Yes, they're all around us where we are.
Yeah, they are. I noticed that. I just said that.
Yes, well, they are great and glorious mountains known as Snowdonia.
Snowdonia, yes, it's Eryri in Welsh. I prefer that name. It means place where the eagles are. My people, you know.
Yes, quite so. Well, each of these mountains was absolutely full chocker a rock.
Yes.
They have a great volume of rock.
A what?
A great volume.
Volume?
Yes, that's what I said. A volume of rock.
Okay, I think I'm getting the picture.
Yes, well, I sit here every day with my mouth wide open like this.
That would explain the speech impediment.
Pardon?
No, it didn't say anything. Carry on.
Right then. Well, I sit there with my mouth open. And every day, the sea goes in and out twice in 24 hours.
The tide, you mean?
Yes, that's right, the tide.
Well then?
When it comes in, it puts silt in my mouth.
Silt, you mean?
Yes, that's it. Silt into my mouth. And I filter the silt.
You filter the filt?
No, I filter the silt.
I see.
And that is how I stay alive.
Right. Can I get you back to the owl for a second?
Yes, I'm coming to that. Now then, in my time, I have filtered enough silt.
Filtered enough silt?
To make the volume.
To make the volume.
Of the mountains.
Of the mountains.
All around us.
Crikey, that's a lot.
Yes. Twice a day, my little mouth. And you know what?
What?
I remember the owl when I was young.
Oh, thank heaven. Got there in the end.
But if you want to be sure...
No, that's fine, honestly.
And so, the eagle turned around, flew away, He began his courtship with the Owl of Cwm Gawlyd, and before long they were married, and they lived out happily for the rest of their days.
Mi fydd ein stori nesaf yn y Gymraeg. Our next story will be in Welsh.
Am fwy o wybodaeth ac e-bookio ni, ewch at cyfarwydd.cymru. For more information and to book us, go to cyfarwydd.cymru.